morning.
Morning, ma'am. It's a COD, $8.
$8?
And 73 cents addressed to Dennis Mitchell.
To Dennis?
Oh, boy, my rocket ship! You send in your name and address and they send you one COD.
Well, what does COD mean?
Dennis.
Mother thought it'd be a good chance for you and me to have a little chat about all these weird things we're finding in our bureau drawers. If it isn't old bottle caps, it's oyster shells. If it isn't oyster shells, it's old used shotgun shells. It's just got to stop. Now, what do you say?
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, I'll take the fish hooks out of your socks.
Fish hooks in my socks?
Don't worry, Dad. My fish hooks are right in this good old cigar box. Wouldn't want to lose any of these.
Oh, why put them in my bureau?
Because my bureau's full of stuff.
We're just going to have to figure something out. You're getting to be a regular pack rat.
Gee, Dad, you sure got a lot of pennies there.
Yeah, I found a real old one today. Yeah, 1911.
Don't worry, it's worth just as much as a new one.
Hey, that may be the answer.
The answer to what?
To your collecting. Instead of this junkyard, you could use this penny to start a penny collection. Might be very interesting.
Do you mean I could be a coin collector like Mr. Wilson?
That's right. We can go over to Mr. Wilson's right after dinner tonight. I'm sure he'd be very happy to give you some pointers. Would you like that?
I'll say. Boy, will Mr. Wilson be happy when he learns he has a new coin collector right next door.
George.
Oh, Martha, just one more, please.
No, George, not another one. You've become a regular addict to these police shows. You're ruining your nerves.
Well, Martha, just let me finish seeing Turtle Street Beat and Dan Raven's Fourth Private Eye, and then I'll go straight to bed.
And toss and turn all night. Last night you kept telling me to stick up my hands.
Martha, you're right in the line of fire. Oh, for Pete's sake, who's that?
Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Come on in.
I'm going to be a coin collector.
We've come over to ask Mr. Wilson for some advice.
Oh, good. Maybe this will take his mind off those private eyes. George.
Just a minute. Turtle Street Beat's almost finished. Martha.
George, you have guests.
Oh, Mitchell. Dennis. Well, where did you come from?
Mrs. Wilson let us in.
She did. Oh, I'm sorry, Mitchell. I tell you, these cops and robber stories can really get quite a hold on you. Would you like to see the finish of Turtle Street Beat? I could turn it back on.
George.
I'm sorry, Martha. Well, Mitchell, what can I do for you?
Well, I found an old penny in my change today, and we thought we'd start a penny collection for Dennis.
Isn't that swell?
Well, it's an improvement over some of the other collections you've started. Oh, a 1911 Lincoln head. Well, in this condition, it's worth about 15 cents. You sure you don't want to see the end of Turtle Street?
Oh, George.
The value of it isn't important, Mr. Wilson. I thought it would make a good hobby for Dennis.
I could be a coin collector like you.
Oh, well, Dennis, I'm sorry, but you've just no idea what you're getting yourself into. You see, to start a real penny collection means finding a penny for each of the years, from each of the mints for each of the years. Why, it's a tremendous task. If you really worked at it, you'd hardly have a minute to do anything else. And I think it's a wonderful idea, Mitchell. I'll be glad to help him.
It'll probably make an absorbing hobby for him.
Why, it'll keep him occupied for years. Well, I think I have a couple of old penny folders right here in the desk. Oh, yes, here they are.
I'd be glad to pay for them, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, don't even give it a thought, Mitchell. Now, Dennis? Yes, See, right here, you put your 1911 right in that little hole right there, and you're off to a grand start. There you go. Goodbye and good luck.
But I thought we were going to be coin collectors together.
Oh, no, Dennis, no. That's one of the great things about coin collecting. You see, it's a one-man hobby.
Is it fun?
Oh, yes, it's all kinds of fun. Why, when you find an old penny, it's like coming across a beautiful flower on the desert. Now, if I were you, I'd go right home and start looking through all the old pennies I might have right away.
Swell!
Dennis?
Huh? Oh, thanks to the folders, Mr. Wilson.
Thanks very much, Mr. Wilson.
Not at all.
Good night. Good night, Miss Wilson.
Good night.
I hope Dennis's penny collection won't be any problem to you.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Martha, how could a little boy starting a penny collection be any problem?
You see, son, just from the penny jar, we found most of the 1950s and some of the 1940s.
But how am I going to find all the rest of these pennies?
Well, as I told you, son, part of the fun of a penny collection is finding the old ones in your change.
But I don't get much change.
Well, you can, of course, always look through any pennies in my change.
And every night when I come home, we'll check over my pennies.
Also, whenever you take bottles back to the store, you can ask Mr. Quigley to give you the money all in pennies.
See, that's right. I'll go see Mr. Quigley first thing in the morning.
Oh, don't shoot. Don't shoot. I didn't mean to rob you of your pennies, Mr. Brooks. No, no, no. I was just wanting to look through them to help my little friend Dennis Mitchell. No, don't shoot. Don't you?
George! George, wake up. You were having a nightmare.
Oh.
What were you dreaming about?
Who were my nightmares always about?
You mean whom, dear?
I mean Dennis.
Take your nerve medicine.
Oh, now it's Dennis and his blasted penny collection. You know, Martha, I have a premonition that somehow, some way, all of this is going to lead to catastrophe.
George.
Oh, Dennis and his penny collection. Oh, fiddle famine.
What are you doing down here? It's only 5 o'clock.
It's all right, Dad. I'm just getting these empty bottles together. I want to get an early start.
Dennis, you can't take them back to the store until the store opens.
But I want to check the alleys before the store opens.
Dennis, even the alleys aren't open yet. Come on back to bed.
Here's some coffee, dear. It'll make you feel better.
Oh, thank you, Martha. Oh, I feel as though I'd slept about 10 minutes. Why, I know cats in this neighborhood will get more sleep at night than I do.
I slept well. But then I don't get myself all wrought up over those silly police shows.
Now, Martha, the only reason I had that little dream last night about robbing the armored cars because I haven't been getting enough exercise. It had nothing to do whatever.
Hello, Mr. Wilson!
Now, George, I'm sure your toast is ready.
Are you doing your exercises, Mr. Wilson? Can you touch your toes yet?
Well, whatever I'm doing, Dennis, I don't need any help from you.
I happen to be up early on some business and thought I'd say hello.
Well, hello and goodbye. Now, if you don't mind, I intend to go back in the house and lie down and try and get some rest.
Don't you want to know what business I'm up early on?
I know what business you're up early on because I can see your coaster wagon full of bottles.
Say, speaking of bottles, there's a couple that sure seem in the way. After after I sell them, I'm going to get pennies for my collection.
Dennis, I was planning on returning my own bottles.
That way you can have an ice cream cone anytime you want without asking Mrs. Wilson. Huh, Mr. Good?
Dennis, I can have an ice cream cone anytime. You old dear, for Pete's sake, take the bottles. Let me go back in and lie down.
Thank you. Say, do you suppose there might be an empty bottle in that old barbecue cabinet over there?
All right, I'll give you a couple more.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson. You sure haven't been taking your bottles back very well.
Oh, Dennis, don't linger. Just take the couple and go.
George, what are you doing?
Dennis, now you've spoiled everything. I told Mrs. Wilson I had all of those bottles cleared out.
What you've been doing with the empty bottles. You haven't bothered to take them back at all. Dennis, you can have them.
Gee, thanks, Mrs. Wilson.
Martha, I have a premonition. I know in my bones that Dennis's penny collection is going to be more trouble to me than, well, than Sherman was to Georgia.
You want what, Dennis?
I'd like to have the money all Quigley.
What are you trying to do? Corner the copper market?
No, sir. I'm starting a penny collection.
Mr. Quigley, will you ring these up for me right away? I'm in a hurry.
Yes, certainly, Miss Henderson. Here, Dennis. There you are, Dennis.
What are these?
Those are rolls of pennies, Dennis. They're 50 pennies in each roll.
How do you know?
Because the bank says so.
Suppose they made a mistake.
Dennis, now look. The two rolls are exactly the same length. That means that they're the same number of coins in each roll.
They could both be wrong.
Dennis, believe me.
Do you mind if I count them? Jeepers, 50 pennies are a lot. If you'll just raise up that wooden grating, Mr. Quigley, I'll help you
Never mind, Dennis. I'll find them. Here. That'll replace that roll. And take them home and count them. And if there are only 49 pennies in the roll, I'll change banks.
I have my loose ones.
Oh, excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think you got two together there, Mr. Quigley.
Dennis, here. Now, there are at least 18 pennies there. Now, please take them and go.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Quigley.
Jeepers, with all the pennies Mr. Quigley gave me for my bottles, you'd think we'd have this folder full.
Yeah. You didn't find a single one you could use.
I'll just have to go back to Mr. Quigley's and trade these for two other rolls, Tommy.
Do you think he'll mind?
Mr. Quigley? Heck no. Why give him more bottle business than anyone in town?
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
Read stories to a blind person.
Volunteer at a soup kitchen.
Teach someone how to swim.
Watch your younger brother, even if he's a pain.
When Nickelodeon asked kids for ways to help, the response was big. You sent in thousands and thousands of great ideas.
Give old toys to a children's hospital.
Start a babysitting club.
So Nick made a list, a really big list of your ideas, to kick off something even bigger. It's called The Big Help. It's about kids getting together to help make a big difference.
Make friends with someone who's lonely.
Start an ecology club.
Whether you're helping other people, animals, the environment, or the place where you live, Nick knows kids can help in a big way. So this October, Nick's bringing you the first ever Big Help-a-thon. It's your chance to join kids everywhere in pledging your time to help. So keep watching the only network for you. And thanks for all your help.
If you never got picked for the team...
Kids like that, I mean, they can't help it. They're no good.
If you never got a chance to play...
Who are you, Vince Lombardi all of a sudden?
If you always dreamed of standing tall...
Timmy, I'm not sure, but I don't think that goes there.
This is your chance to be a giant.
Let's kick them.
Somebody call 911!
Rick Moranis, Ed O'Neill.
I'll show you intimidation.
Little Giants, rated PG. Starts Friday, October 14th.
I've got a craving for Kellogg's Fruit Loops. I love that fruit taste. I'll find who can serve and make him take me to that yummy taste. No.
A fruit bat?
That's my name. Fruit's my game. Look into my eyes and take me to Kellogg's Fruit Loops.
Don't use your eyes. Use your nose to get that fruitful taste.
Give me those.
Well, just follow your nose.
He's taking me.
To the berry, orange, lemon, cherry, and lime loops.
There we are.
Kellogg's Fruit Loops cereal with berry purple, a fruitful part of this complete breakfast.
Mmm, fruitful is delicious.
Yes, worth hanging around for.
More fun from the creators of Squiggle Wiggle Riders and Squiggle Ball.
You're watching Nickelodeon, and now back to Dennis the Menace.
Your pennies, you wait till you're making a purchase.
Aren't you making a purchase, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, all right, here, I'll trade them for you.
Say, did I show you this swell old dirty penny I forgot to put in the folder?
Oh, great Scott, look at this. Now look what you've done.
You dropped it, Mr. Wilson. Don't worry, I can get it.
Yes, what do we? Yes, those are eggs.
All right, next. Loaf of bread and 6 dozen eggs. Going on a picnic? They're mighty good devils.
Oh, don't be an idiot, Quigley. All I want's the bread.
Well, then what are you doing with the eggs?
Well, Dennis is down here trying to find a rare penny he dropped into them.
Oh?
Hi, Mr. Quigley. I found it.
Well, with all those pennies I gave you an hour ago, you should have found one celebrating the Boston Tea Party. Now then, what about this bread? Do you want it for cash?
Oh, of course. And would you mind trading Dennis 2 other rolls of pennies for these, please?
Don't either one of you know where the bank is? Oh, I'll have to get him out of the cash box and back.
Boy! There's just about the swellest, oldest, dirtiest penny I ever saw.
Dennis! Never reach into a merchant's cash register.
But all I wanted to do is look at that old penny.
Well, I know, Dennis. I know that's all you wanted to do. But the merchant doesn't know that. All the merchant knows is that he sees a little boy reaching into his... Now look what you've done.
Well, I knew I'd catch somebody someday with his hand in the till. That's why I wired it. But I didn't expect it to be you, George.
Oh, quickly get my hand out of there.
Well, what's it doing in there?
I was trying to teach Dennis never to reach into a merchant's cash register.
That's a mighty funny way to teach him.
Oh, quickly, don't be a fool. Dennis is working at a penny collection. He saw an old penny in your register, and he started to reach for it. I told him not to, and so I reached for it to show him he shouldn't, and... Oh, Dennis, haven't you got anything to say?
I sure have. Don't forget to change the penny rolls.
Oh, get my hand out of there.
Well, how do you like that? Boy, we sure went through those in a hurry. There ought to be a law that banks have to put more old pennies in each roll. Heck yes, for swell little kids like us. When we grow up, maybe we can get a job at the bank and do it.
I'd sure like to work at a bank. I just sit there all day and pick out pennies.
What do we do now?
Well, since we don't work at a bank yet, the only thing to do is go down to the drugstore for 2 more rolls of pennies.
Why don't we go to Mr. Quigley's?
I think we better go down to the drugstore. I'm not going to bother Mr. Quigley again.
until tomorrow.
I'll be back as soon as I can. Bye.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
See, Martha, you see? These premonitions of mine always work. I'm going back in and go to bed.
Now, George, don't be silly. You're a grown man. Certainly you can cope with Dennis.
Oh, you're right, Martha. You're absolutely right. After all, he's only a little boy with a penny collection. I just won't let it bother me.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Could you give us a ride to the drugstore? We want to change these pennies.
You could give the boys a lift, George.
Yes. I'll do it. It'll be good therapy. I'll do better than the drugstore, boys. I'll take you to the bank. See you later, Martha. Come on, boys. And Tommy, wait right here till I can see Mr. Matthews. And then I'll trade your penny rolls for you when we get to the bank.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good grief. There's Matthews leaving his office now, and I've got to catch up to him. Oh, Dennis, put a penny in the parking meter. I'll pay you back.
Mr. Matthews! Jeepers, Tommy. I don't have a penny. Only these rolls. Do you have one?
Nope. Put a penny from one of the rolls in the meter.
No, we've got to keep these rolls full. We can't trade them.
What do we do?
I know. We'll go into a store, trade the rolls, then pick out a worthless one and put it in the meter.
Let's hurry.
Sure.
Put a penny in the parking meter. Dennis, just what did the officer say?
We didn't see any officer.
We didn't even see a cop.
Dennis, just when did you put the penny in the parking meter?
Just now. Say, I'll bet that parking cop came along while we were in the store getting a penny. Do you suppose that's what happened, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, how is it possible to get in such trouble just by helping a little boy with a penny collection? Come on, get in the car. Put a penny in the parking meter.
Mr. Wilson, did you notice the date on it?
It was a 1492, but it was my own penny, and it's now in the meter. Now, boys, do you suppose you could wait right here until I can go into the bank for a minute?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, good. And you behave yourselves now.
That money truck. Come on. Hey, you happen to have any pennies in your truck?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a penny collector, and I wondered if it would be all right if we looked through the pennies in your truck.
Oh, sure. Scram, kid.
Gee, thanks.
Great Scott, Dennis!
Get away from there. Run for your lives.
Since
the Brooks robbery, they shoot to kill. It said so on TV last night. Run!
Mr. Wilson!
On, Dennis, run!
Mr. Wilson, my suspenders caught!
Oh, great God.
Okay, Reach. I might have known this kid gang had a brain.
Excuse me, mister, but would you please try to get my suspender loose? It's caught on your door.
Get the kid loose, Mike, and then we'll all take a little trip to the station.
Oh,
come on.
Well, they're all your personal belongings, Mr. Wilson. I'm glad everything was all straightened out.
Oh, thank you, thank you. A natural mistake.
Everything's going to be all right now, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thank you, Mitchell, for coming down to get me out. Oh, did you get a call through to Martha?
Yes,
George.
I did.
George, are you all right?
Yes, it's all right.
Honey, everything's going to be all right.
Take these, will you? Fine, loyal Henry Mitchell came down here to release me.
Well, actually, he was already sprung, Mrs. Wilson. As soon as the Mitchell kid told us what happened, we knew this was one day the guy never should have got out of bed. Hey, Wilson.
Mooney, where are the boys? Are they giving the third degree?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, my baby.
Hi, everybody.
You boys all right?
Heck yes. Wait till I tell you. Keith Stewart let Tommy and me look through a whole mountain of pennies from all the parking meters in town. For my two rolls, we got some of the swellest, oldest, dirtiest pennies you ever saw.
Oh, you did, Dennis? Did you find any really old ones?
I'll say we found three of these. One for me, one for Tommy, and one for you.
Well, Dennis, don't bother Mr. Wilson with pennies now.
Great Scott! A 1914D. I've been looking for one of these for years to complete my own penny collection.
You see, Mr. Wilson, I told you we could be good coin collectors together. I'll come over tomorrow. We'll get started on nickels. Mr. Quigley's got a cash drawer full.
Quigley? Oh, no. You have the keys, Martha. Take me home.
Ahoy, mateys. This is Cap'n Simpy in the bathtub. And next... You know it's Flipper. La da 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 da. No one you see is smarter than he. Oh joy! Stay tuned to Nickelodeon for Flipper.
Identity.